Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3217 BN. Today's date is November 21st, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Propaganda Outlets Are Being Exposed. What you are witnessing is the counterinsurgency. Let's talk about our health. EnviroCleanse never does this. They just announced a massive Black Friday discount. Let me tell you why this is important. They're predicting a triple-demic this year, and the best way to fight a cold or flu is not get it in the first place. That's why I got EnviroCleanse for my home, the new science in home purification. And with their limited-time Black Friday sale, you'll save 35%. So why did I choose EnviroCleanse over all the others? Because EnviroCleanse is proven to capture and destroy cold and flu viruses other purifiers miss. EnviroCleanse military-grade technology wipes out bacteria, toxins, mold that can make you sick. That's why the Navy chose EnviroCleanse to protect their air on board our Navy ships. Get EnviroCleanse for your home before a virus takes your whole family down. Right now, you'll save 35% during their Black Friday sale, plus get fast free shipping. Visit ekpure.com and use code RUMBLE35 for 35% off. That's ekpure.com, code RUMBLE35 to get 35% off, or click the link in the description. And don't forget to use the code. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, their entire system is being exposed to the people of this country and the people around the world. Every single aspect of the system that they put into place is now being exposed. And the people are waking up to it, and the people are starting to realize and understand that this system was put into place to actually control the people, to take the people's rights away, and to destroy this country, to destroy the Constitution. And you can see it as clear as day right now. They started out by infiltrating the country, by creating an insurgency in this country, by using the fake news as their propaganda outlet. And you could see at this point, it is now being exposed. Those gatekeepers that were supposed to keep everything under control, where you had these certain news outlets that were set up to go after certain people, well, those individuals were put into place to control those who were talking against the propaganda machine. And now we can see that Elon Musk, Chris from Rumble, Truth, they're going after the propaganda machine. First, they were exposed, and now we can see they are going to be shut down. No, I mean literally shut down. I mean the propaganda outlets are going to be shut down because the people are going to see the truth. The people are going to see how these outlets use propaganda, and they are based in fraud. They are criminal. And this is what the people are going to see. Remember, going back in time, going to the 16-year plan, they infiltrated this country. They put certain people into place to maintain control. If you look around the country, you can see the prosecutors, the attorney generals, judges, mayors, governors, those in D.C., the swamp creatures, they were all put into place to control the situation. The same thing with the corporate media. Certain individuals were brought in. If you notice, a lot of FBI, CIA, a lot of D's in these different agencies, they were brought in to make sure everything was controlled. This way, they can control the infiltration. They can make it seem like they are the majority when they're really the minority. And people now, they realize that they are the minority and they're having a huge problem. But now we can see that Truth Social, X, Rumble, the attorney, two attorney generals, they're going after all of these outlets because now they're being exposed. The people are going to see the truth, which means they're not in control anymore. Remember, they were in control at a certain point, and this would have never happened under their watch, which means they are no longer in control. Yes, are they still trying to maintain control? Yes, they are, but they're having a difficult time. Remember, everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing right now is the counterinsurgency, because they set up an insurgency, which is the minority. And yes, they use violence. Yes, they infiltrate from within. They set this up to take over the country. Trump and the Patriots, they decided to set up a counterinsurgency that is with the military and the people of this country to fight against these individuals. And I don't mean physically fight. I mean, they're fighting in the information war. And the people needed to wake up and see what was really going on. Because if you don't see it, if you don't know it, how are you going to fight back? How are you going to push back? You can't. And now the people, they have been seeing it. This is why we had the pause. We needed the pause to actually implement the counterinsurgency. And now that's what you're witnessing. You're witnessing the people of this country continually push back. You're looking at certain individuals teaming up with other individuals, and they're attacking the deep state players. And the people are taking back control. They're using the Constitution. Think about all the gun control laws. Think about the censorship. Think about everything they've been trying to do. Everything is being countered. Yes, sometimes it takes a little time. Sometimes it takes a couple months, but this is the game they play. They know if they go ahead and they knowingly create a law which is repugnant to the Constitution, they know that it will take a couple of months to get it through the court system. Sometimes it takes a year to get it through the court system. And they're hoping within this time that they control the entire situation, and they're hoping that people go along with it. If you take, for example, gun control, this is what they do. Oh, you know what? Let's make a pistol brace rule up and pretend it's a law when it really isn't a law, because the ATF doesn't have the ability to create laws. But let's see how many people turn in their weapons or register their weapons. And hopefully we can keep this going for maybe a year or two before it gets through the court system. And hopefully we get the majority of people to turn it all in or to register their weapons or destroy their weapons. Well, this pistol brace rule was overturned. There's a stay on it, and everyone now can have a pistol brace. Because why? The ATF can't make laws. They can't say one day, oh, it's legal, and the next day say it's illegal, and then put everyone in jail. It doesn't work that way. They don't have that power. Yes, the deep state tried to give them this type of power, like the CDC, the FDA, the ATF, where they say this is guidance, this is a rule. And people in their brains, they think it's laws. It isn't. We don't have to listen to them. It doesn't matter what they say. It's not a law. The only body that can make a law is Congress. And they know how to play the game. Now the people are learning how to play the game. And it's not working out too well for the deep state players, because everything that they're trying to push is backfiring on them. And the more the people know, the worse it gets for them. And that's the counterinsurgency. And they are now struggling with all of this. It doesn't mean they're going to give up. Remember, these are bad people. This is the criminal syndicate. Think about a person who commits a crime and they're in a high-speed car chase and they have a weapon with them and the police are chasing them. And let's say they crash into something. Do they just walk out of the car and put their hands up and say, I give, I'm sorry, you got me? No, they take the gun out and they start shooting at the police. Then they run down the street and they continue to shoot. When they run out of bullets, you know what they do? They attack the police, because they will never, ever give up. That's what these people are going to do to the very, very end. And Trump and the Patriots, they knew that these people would never, ever give up. And this is why they had to feel pain every step of the way. And that's what they're feeling. They never wanted their dirty laundry exposed to the people. They never wanted the people to understand what their infiltration plans were. And the only way to counter all this is to show the people. That's the only way you can have a counterinsurgency. Because how can you counter something if you don't know what it is? So now you know what it is, and more people are learning what it is. And actually, as we go through 2024, a lot more people are going to learn. And yes, those people are going to join the counterinsurgency. That's what this is all about. And as we approach 2024, we're going to have the majority of the people countering the insurgency. Hey, before I forget, X22 is launching the second official X22 merch drop this Black Friday called We the People. This launch consists of all new items. Everything is going to be limited quantity. These are all new designs that you've never seen before, and they're going to blow your mind. Head over to x22store.com. That's x22store.com. Or visit x22report.com and click on the banner. Or just go to the description down below and click on X22 Store. It'll bring you right over to the store. Just enter your email. You'll get a 15% discount. Plus, you'll get a chance to win a free care package. It'll include everything from the site. Plus, during the launch, we'll be unveiling the mystery items. And these will be new products that we add to the drop. So head over to x22store.com or just click the link in the description. This is how you win in the end. And yes, Trump and the Patriots, the military, they'll make sure that we have a system where your vote counts. And that's how you defeat the deep state players. Not with violence, not with bullets. You see, that's what the deep state really wants. They want a civil war. They want people fighting in the streets. They want bloodshed because they know how to control that. And yes, they're going to try to get this. Yes, going through 2024, they're going to pull out all the stops to try to get the people to fight because they want the fight. They want the bloodshed. They want that because that's create chaos and that distracts from everything that's going on. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they didn't want this to happen. This is why they took this path, because the only way to counter everything that they have done is to actually show the people. You need to understand what they're trying to do. You need to understand why the borders are open. You need to understand why they're crashing the economy. You need to understand what they were doing in our schools, where they were infiltrating our schools. You needed to understand that they were censoring. You needed to understand that the government was involved in censoring. You needed to understand that the government was involved in trying to teach the young children what was misinformation, disinformation, to actually stop them from speaking freely. See, all of this you needed to see so you'd be able to counter the insurgency. This is a counterinsurgency. So without seeing it, you wouldn't have the weapon to counter all of this. And the weapon is knowledge. The weapon is knowing what they have been doing. And this is how we fight against them. And we can see that it is working. And we can see the people now, they are debunking. They are calling these people out. They are showing everyone the truth. And it's getting harder and harder for the deep state. Now, with Truth, with X, with Rumble, with the attorney generals going after Media Matters, going after all these different news organizations, it's pretty much game over for them because all of this is going to be exposed to the people. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, but first, let's talk about what's going on with Biden administration and the White House, because the White House right now is honoring Trans Day of Remembrance for the 26 trans Americans killed in 2023. 26 homicides out of 1.6 million trans people is a rate of 1.625 per 100,000. Overall U.S. homicide rate, 6.3 per 100,000. Trans people, 3.87 times less likely to be killed than the average U.S. citizen. One of the 26 is Devonny Jeray Johnson, who tried to murder a security guard with a fire extinguisher and a screwdriver. Think about that for a second. So they're trying to say, oh, look, it's Transgender Day of Remembrance. Well, that's interesting because a transgender killed six individuals and three of them were children and three were adult. Remember the Christian school where six people were murdered? They didn't mention that part, did they? What about International Men's Day, which was just on November 19th? Did she mention anything about this? Well, Mark put this out and says the facts always get in the way of the narrative. Was the White House doing the same for International Men's Day yesterday? Well, 76% of suicides are men. 85% of homeless are men. 70% of homicide victims are men. 40% of domestic abuse victims are men. Men are the majority victims of violent crime. Men are, on average, serve 64% longer in prison. Men on average are 3.4 times more likely to be in prison than a woman when both committed the same crime. So did she bring this up? Oh, no, she didn't. Actually, you can see their agenda as clear as day. You could see what they're trying to do. Remember, when this trans person killed six people, and now we have the manifesto, they tried to pretend that the trans person was the victim. And they said nothing about the children or the people that were killed. And they didn't want to release the manifesto. But now we know why they didn't want to do this. And their entire narrative is completely and utterly falling apart. Just like everything that's happening to Biden right now. Everything is falling apart around him. And it looks like the pressure now is on. Representative James Comer put this out on X and said, The White House is withholding over 82,000 pages of Joe Biden's pseudonym emails, refuses to provide proof that Joe loaned his brother money, and now seeks to block the Bidens and former staff from testifying before Congress. That's very interesting. How come Biden isn't being transparent about this? How come he was going to have the most transparent administration? How come that just completely and utterly fell apart? That's very interesting, don't you think? But look what the New York Post put out. 60% believe the president helped and participated in Hunter Biden's business dealings. Well, this is the court of public opinion, which means the people, they know the truth. It doesn't matter what the FBI, DOJ do, because they're part of the criminal syndicate. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to press charges against Biden. They're not going to throw him in jail. They're not going to have this incredible investigation where everyone goes, holy crap, they did something finally. They're not going to do it because they're part of the criminal syndicate. They're going to say, yes, if they ever do an investigation, which I don't think they're going to do, they're going to say, well, that's going to take us at least 12 years. We don't even know if we'll be able to finish the investigation, which means they're never going to have an investigation. They've been doing this with Hunter Biden. So basically, all of this is being brought out. The evidence is being collected. Why? Because when we get a body that follows the rule of law, this can be used against them. That's why Trump says when he's in the White House and he's elected president, he will then get a prosecutor that will go after Biden because they'll have the evidence, they'll have everything. And actually, once they find out that he's treasonous against his country, this is going to be a military tribunal. So this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But think about what needs to be done right now. In the court of public opinion, the people need to understand this. And that is what counts right now, because as we head into 2024, that is what the people need to know. And that's why this is being shown to the people, because the people need to understand the truth. And this is going to put pressure on the deep state players to actually remove him in the end. And you can see it's building and building and building. And you can see that Trump right now, he is now actually forcing Biden to do something that he would never, ever do. Remember, every time they attack Trump, every time they say that he's not physically fit, every time they say he doesn't have the cognitive ability, he goes and gets a physical. He has a cognitive test, he has a physical, and then he publishes the letter from the doctor saying he's physically fit, he's very active, he scored incredibly well on the cognitive test, and he shows this because he is pushing Biden to get the same exact physical. Is Biden going to do this on his own? No. The people are seeing this, and the people are saying, well, if Trump did it, why isn't Biden doing it? Because we see him turning to people on stage that don't exist. We see him tripping on stage. We see that he can't speak. He trips up the stairs. He falls off his bike. He forgets why he's there. He mumbles. So the people of this country are going to say, shouldn't he do the same thing? Shouldn't we make sure that he can function correctly as the resident? Now, I do believe in the end, as this pressure builds with all the evidence coming out, they're going to actually use this against him. And that's how I do believe they're going to take him out with the 25th Amendment. And it seems that Trump is continually pushing it. He wants the fake news to say, hey, oh, look, it's my age. Oh, look, it's my cognitive ability. Oh, look, it's my physical ability. Trump goes, gets a physical, counters everything and says, okay, you do it now, Biden. And now the people are looking at Biden going, okay, Trump did it. He's perfectly healthy. He's great. What about you? And this is going to be a lot of pressure on Biden. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the deep state players, they are actually bringing in the people over the border. And every day that passes, there's more and more evidence that, yes, he has all these different agencies, even the military, helping bring these people over the border. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, it looks like Biden sent the army down to the border to help facilitate the invasion. Of course they did. So let's see. The states put up containers and barbed wire to block the people from coming into their state. And Biden sends down the military and they assist in removing it. Really think about this for a sec. Actually, I do believe DC Drano sums it all up on X. He says, never forget, they put up barbed wire to stop Americans from seeing Joe Biden's installment. And they cut barbed wire at the border to help facilitate an invasion of 8 million illegal aliens. we are being ruled by an illegitimate regime destroying this country from within. I think everyone can see this very, very clearly now, and people start to understand what's really going on. And this is why the deep state players are trying so hard to censor people. They don't like people speaking freely. Why do you think the government was working with Twitter? They're working with YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Why do you think you have certain governors and mayors and other prosecutors and other election deniers? And I don't mean the election deniers of MAGA, the election deniers who cheated in the election. Why do you think they continually try to shut people up? Why do you think they try to shut things down? Why do you think they implement certain programs where they say, we're going to teach the young about disinformation and misinformation? No, that's not what they're doing. They're actually teaching the children that they don't have free speech. These are the things that you shouldn't say. These are the things that are bad to say. They're not teaching them to spot misinformation, disinformation, because all you got to do is your own research. All you got to do is look at the facts. For example, with COVID, when they were telling us to wear the masks, the students didn't have to have a course in this. All they had to do is say, okay, can you show us the peer-reviewed documentation that shows that masks work against viruses? Because I have about 15 over here that say it doesn't. Oh, by the way, you want me to take the bioweapon? Okay, can you show me the side effects and all the testing the pharmaceutical company has done before I put this in my body? You see, all people have to do is think logically, and you have to ask for the documentation and the facts. And then you can research it and figure it out yourself. You don't need schooling to teach you this. But this is not what they're teaching. They're actually teaching the children something completely different. So right now, we have Governor Kathy Hochul of New York. She has ramped up efforts to combat online hate speech criticized as state-sponsored Ministry of Truth, an uncomfortable echo of Orwell's dystopian surveillance apparatus where the government controls and manipulates the information. At the core of Governor Hochul's plan is a $3 million allocation to expand the domestic terrorism prevention units, threat assessment, and management training to colleges and universities. These teams are working to identify violent threats. They're not looking at your Instagram sunset post or your tweets about your favorite football team, and they're not here to penalize anyone for their political views, says Hochul. Well, basically, that's exactly what they're doing. And she says, today, I'm directing the director of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to develop media literacy for K through 12 in our public schools. This will teach students and even teachers to help understand how to spot conspiracy theories and misinformation and disinformation online and online hate. So you know how this is going to go. Anything the government says is true. Everything else that's out there is fake. That's pretty much it. And they're going to teach the children early on how they don't have free speech rights. That's pretty much what they're doing. And this is how they radicalize the children. This is how they teach them from a very young age. The government is always right. And everything else that everyone says is always wrong. That's pretty much it. Because think about what happened during COVID. Think about what happened during the elections. The government was always right. And everyone else was always wrong. Even if the people had peer-reviewed documents, even if people had evidence, they're just always wrong. They are liars. Remember, they kept saying the big lie, especially with election fraud. Trump is spouting the big lie. That's what they said. Because, look, everyone says the elections were on the up and up. You have to believe them. This is what they're doing to our young children. And what we've come to find out is that the government lied to all of us. They lied about COVID. They lied about masks. They lied about 6 feet apart. They lied about keeping the children home, that this was going to keep them safe, which was meaningless because the entire plandemic was created by a statistical number that they created. They paid the hospitals to say everyone died of COVID. That's how they built up the death rate. They tricked the people into getting the vaccine by not showing them evidence that, hey, there's major, major side effects in this. And basically anyone that spoke the opposite of what the government or pharmaceutical, anyone else was saying, those people were conspiracy theorists, and the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, the CDC, they were right. That's what they're trying to teach the children. But I do believe that a lot of this is about to end. Why? Because it looks like Media Matters, they went after Elon Musk and X, and they started the domino effect. And now we can see Elon, he is now going after X. He filed a thermonuclear lawsuit And now we have Rumble Chris Pavlovsky. He has joined in from Rumble, and they're going after Media Matters. Not just these individuals, but we also have the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. He's going after Media Matters too. And Elon Musk responded to this and said, fraud has both civil and criminal penalties. Absolutely. And we can see that they are now building this case up, and there is another attorney general that's going along with this. And this is all going to be exposed on what they have been doing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since the advertisers decided, oh, no, look, we can't advertise on X, Elon Musk came out and said X Corp will be donating all revenue from advertising and subscriptions associated with the war in Gaza to hospitals in Israel and the Red Cross Crescent in Gaza. So now what are the advertisers going to do? This is very interesting. So X isn't going to be making any money. They're going to be helping other people. So are the advertisers still not going to advertise on X? This should be very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is that the judge who was appointed by Trump will oversee the high-profile lawsuit filed by Musk. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see True Social right now. They are now going after different news agencies because Truth is saying that they were defamed. So the lawsuit is against 20 media companies. And the owner of the Truth Social platform, Trump Media and Technology Group Corp., has launched a lawsuit against 20 major media businesses, including The Guardian, The Hollywood Reporter, and The Miami Herald. The case filed in Sarasota County, Florida, in the Circuit Court of the 12th Judicial Circuit, claims a planned media onslaught involving false reporting of a $73 million loss by TMTG. And here is what the lawsuit claims. The case is about an unprecedented and seemingly coordinated media campaign by no less than 20 major media outlets to attack Trump Media and Technology Group and its social media platform. True Social, by falsely reporting TMTG, had a loss of $73 million. This number was an utter fabrication. Each defendant in apparent coordination reported the exact false number within approximately 24 hours of one another, each citing a Public Securities and Exchange Commission filing in which the mystery $73 million loss appears nowhere. This was a coordinated effort to damage TMTG's reputation, degrade the firm's financial standing, freeze its access to capital, and torpedo the anticipated merger between Digital World Acquisition Corporation and TMTG. On November 13, 2023, DWAC submitted an amended S-4 registration statement with the SEC, which marked a major milestone toward the completion of the planned merger between DWAC and TMTG. TMTG publicly stated that the S-4 was good news for TMTG. Because this filing involves TMTG and President Trump's True Social, however, these defendants ignored or downplayed TMTG's public statement regarding a positive development. Instead, they deliberately or recklessly published false financial information to advance a preferred and coordinated narrative harmful to TMTG. So they asked them to retract this. They didn't retract it, and now they're being sued. So we have The Guardian, The Hollywood Reporter, Reuters, Rolling Stone, Nexstar, Deadline Hollywood, Market Watch, Forbes, Axios, The Daily Beast, New York Daily News, Newsweek, MSNBC, Mediaite, DMG Media LTD, and CNBC. So basically, they made up this number, they didn't retract anything, and they defamed True Social. So think about what is happening right now. The tables have now turned. The deep state controlled fake news is no longer protected. They don't have control over the narrative. If you notice, there's multiple companies going after these news outlets, which is the fake news. And we have attorney generals joining in the fight. So this is a coordinated effort. This just can't be a coincidence that they're all doing this at the same exact time. So this looks like it's a coordinated effort to actually shut down and expose the deep state propaganda outlets. And this is what the people are seeing. This is what the people are learning. Just like the people are learning that all these different laws that they tried to push Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off, along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code BLACKFRIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code Black Friday or click the link in the description. In regards to gun control, well, it's all falling apart. Like we said in the very, very beginning, they tried to push the idea that pistol braces, they're illegal, and the ATF says so. Well, they don't make the laws, and it looks like a judge came out and said, no, you can't do this. I'm sorry. And we're not going there. Everyone can have the pistol braces. And now we come to find out that the Fourth Circuit has struck down Maryland's handgun purchase permit law, saying it violates the Second Amendment. So right now, you can see that everything that they've been trying to do, they knew that this is repugnant to the Constitution. They knew from the very, very beginning that they could not make these laws, but they did it anyhow. Why? Because they were hoping they can keep this going long enough where people would turn in their weapons, where people wouldn't get weapons, where people would destroy their weapons. They always try these tricks. And I said this from the very beginning. Any of these individuals who create any law, who create a law knowingly, where it's repugnant to the Constitution, they should be removed from their position. So, for example, when the Supreme Court gave out the ruling against New York, they went ahead and they created a new law which was completely repugnant to the Constitution, knowing that the Supreme Court already struck that down, and they knew it was going to be struck down later on. But again, they did it anyhow. These people should be removed from their positions immediately because they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, to defend it. And if you look at all these people, if you look at all the installed people, what do? They fight against the Constitution every single day, every step of the way. That's their entire mission, is to fight against the Constitution, fight against free speech, fight against everything the founding fathers have done. Well, why would we want people in office that continually fights against the Constitution? And it doesn't matter if it's the first or second, it doesn't make a difference. You were put in there to uphold the Constitution. That's how you know these people weren't elected. That's how you know they're installed. Because if you're not going to go along with the Constitution, there's no reason to be in office. You actually should go to a different country then. That's what you should do. I mean, there are a lot of people promising this if Trump gets elected. Actually, I mean, if people don't like this country, I don't know why they stay here, then leave. I mean, they tell us, again, it's the same exact people. They tell us how much they don't like this country. They don't like the Constitution. They don't like the history. They don't like anything about it. Why are you here then? Go to Cuba. Go to China. Why don't you go there? I don't see a lot of people rushing to China. I don't see a lot of people running to Russia. I don't see a lot of people running to Cuba. Why is everyone coming here? Oh, that's right. Because this is the United States, where we have the Constitution. And the Constitution was created by we the people. And that people know that you could be free here. That's why people come here. Now, I'm not talking about the illegals that they're bringing in, because those people hate this country. And you can see it as clear as day. Because we know what their plan is. Their plan is to destroy this nation. But we can see that the deep state plan is not going well in regards to war. Remember, they want a war really, really bad. They're trying to create a war. Eventually, we will get to that point. But you can see that they're having trouble. Plus, they're having a lot of trouble in Ukraine because right now the money's drying up, artillery's drying up, and they're in trouble out there. But if we look at what happened in Afghanistan, there are now soldiers coming out and they are now blasting the Biden admin because they want them to pay for their gear that they left in Afghanistan. Libs of TikTok put this out on X and said, wow, soldier leaving the army blasts the Biden admin and the state of the military, claims he's being charged close to $4,000 for gear he was instructed to leave in Afghanistan during Biden's disastrous withdrawal. Really think about that for a second. Why? I mean, you were told to leave it there. Biden rescued the refugees. 13 military soldiers were killed. They left the American people there. And it was a complete and utter disaster. And then on top of this, you're charging the soldiers for the gear? Unbelievable. But look what's happening out in Ukraine. Ukraine is in a very, very tough position right now. Biden, he doesn't have the funds to give him, doesn't have the artillery. And it looks like Ukraine has lost over 13,700 troops and approximately 1,800 tanks and other heavy weaponry so far this month. And it looks like this is a complete and utter disaster for Ukraine. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Zelensky starts leaking stuff out against Biden, because as time goes on and they realize that no one is helping, I wonder if all of a sudden you're going to see things come out of Ukraine. That should be very interesting, wouldn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Israel, it looks like they have a deal with Hamas, and it's a four-day pause to get the Israeli hostages and the American hostages out of Gaza. And Israel is going to trade them about 150 or 200 Palestinians. Now, it's not murderers or anything like that, but it looks like they're going to have this pause. Now, does this mean the war in Israel and Gaza is over? No, I think after the pause, I think Israel is going to continue and ramp up the removal of Hamas. But what's very interesting about all this and this whole deal thing is that a source said that the Israeli side was able to achieve significant concessions by not caving to pressure from the Biden regime and international community immediately. Prisoners convicted of murder will not be included in the deal. Fuel will be brought into the Gaza Strip only on the days of the ceasefire, and there will be no movement of Gaza citizens from the south of the Gaza Strip to the north under the terms of the ceasefire. And once the ceasefire is over, they're going to go after Hamas. Now, you know Hamas is going to take this time to actually refortify, replenish their arms. They're going to move into position. But I do believe Israel will be prepared and ready to go after these people. And actually, it's going to show the world, wow, look what Hamas did during these 4 days. And this is not going to look very good on the world stage. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the former troops that were punished over Biden's vaccine mandate, they're going to be suing for billions for lost wages. So the lawsuits were filed in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, with Sarin said is a specialized court where illegal discharges are heard. The Court of Claims has been around since the Reconstruction era. It's a very old court and kind of weird one. But in any event, you can go there if you've got a claim and say, hey, I was illegally discharged, or the military did something to impede my pay or whatever. And the Court of Claims is where you go. So this is going to be very, very interesting, because the estimates are around 80,000 to 100,000 service members, both active duty and reservists, who are impacted by the mandate. And those people that were discharged illegally, the U.S. Army sent a letter to former service members dismissed for refusing the mRNA injection, and they can now request corrections of their discharge records. And once again, you can see the military is now struggling because they don't have the people they need. A lot of these people didn't come back. And now, as we move into war, what do you think is going to happen? I do believe they're probably going to start the draft. And we're going to see the young generation go, oh, wait a minute. Nobody ever said anything about war. I mean, I voted for Biden because he said he was going to, you know, cancel my student loan. But now he wants me to go to war? I do believe as war approaches, the young generation, they're going to be scared out of their minds. The parents are going to be scared out of their minds. And these people are going to wake up like we've never seen before. And we can see that this day is coming and it's approaching very, very quickly, because we're going to see war build up throughout this entire year. And I do believe we're going to hit a point where people are going to be so scared and afraid that they're going to look at the situation and go, okay, they want war. They want me to go and join the armed forces and fight in this war. And this other guy over here that I hate, he's talking about peace. The peace thing sounds pretty good. I don't care how much I hate him. I'd rather have peace. So in the end, these people are going to have to make a decision. And I do believe the most of the people, I say the majority, they're going to decide on peace, because that's what Trump is going to campaign on. Because as the war builds, he's going to say, I can have peace in 24 hours. We don't have to go into war. We don't have to have all of this. And yes, as time goes on, people are going to get afraid. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we have Ken Paxton again. He's leading the way in seeking accountability for big pharma companies by launching a lawsuit against COVID vaccine manufacturer Pfizer. So the Texas lawsuit filed under seal is requesting discovery against Pfizer for its COVID vaccine under the Texas Medicaid Fraud Prevention Act. This is a law enforcement action under TMFPA to recover taxpayer dollars spent as a result of fraudulent conduct committed by Pfizer. So this is very interesting. And the purpose of the lawsuit was clarified in a press release. The Office of the Attorney General's Civil Medicaid Fraud Division has sued Pfizer for defrauding the Texas Medicaid program by providing adulterated pharmaceutical drugs to Texas children in violation of the Texas Medicaid Fraud Protection Act, now known as the Texas Healthcare Program Fraud Protection Act. Pfizer contracted with Tris, a drug manufacturer, to produce a pediatric attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medication, ADHD. Pfizer knowingly distributed equivalent to children on Medicaid despite the drug's pattern of failing quality control tests due to flawed manufacturing practices. For years, Tris altered the drug's testing method in violation of federal state laws to ensure equivalent passed regulatory hurdles and could continue to be sold. Despite knowing about these serious problems, Pfizer misrepresented to the Medicaid program that equivalent was in compliance with the federal and state law and concealed from Medicaid decision makers the fact that equivalent was an adulterated drug. As a result of this misrepresentation and concealments, Pfizer and Tris obtained the benefits of taxpayer-funded Medicaid reimbursements for equivalent. From 2012 to 2018, Pfizer and Tris continually manipulated the equivalent testing to hide poor manufacturing practices and defraud the Texas Medicaid program. The lawsuit was initially filed under seal, but the judge has since unsealed the petition at the attorney general's request. So it looks like they're going to go through discovery. They're going to find out a lot. And yes, this is going to lead to COVID. It's going to lead to many, many things. And we can see that this is not looking good for the pharmaceutical companies. I remember a post saying, listen, release the cures or be destroyed. And it looks like they chose the path of being destroyed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see there's crime all over the place. And we can see it's in many of the blue states. And they have these, you know, no cash bails. People are just going into stores, just filling up bags. Nobody's stopping them. People who are going into their homes or garages, you see there's not just one person, but like a group of people that are still in their cars, stealing things in their home, breaking into their home. And the people now, they're afraid. The people are afraid. And that's why people are buying weapons right now, because they realize, wow, look at all this crime. Look at this chaos that's going on around me. Who's going to save me? There's nobody except me. And the only way to protect myself against all of these people is to have something like a weapon. And this entire gun control push is completely falling apart. But what's very interesting is that 40% of Americans are afraid to walk alone at night. This is the most in decades. So people, they don't feel safe in this country anymore. And this number is getting larger and larger. Additionally, the vast majority of Americans, 72%, worry they will fall victim to identity theft. They'll fall victim to getting robbed. And people are now afraid. They realize there's no rule of law. And they realize that all the policies the D's have put into place, it's a complete and utter disaster. And once again, this is what people needed to see. They needed to see all this play out. Remember, during the 2020 riots, they told us we need to defund the police. We'll have social workers that will take care of the bad people. Well, how's that working out in all these different areas? It isn't. It's a complete and utter disaster. Especially those cities that said, oh no, no cash bail. That's the way to go. Well, I think the people are seeing something very different, especially now with the illegals coming in, and most of these people are criminals anyhow. So people see all of it. It's all happening at the same exact time. Now, the other thing that's happening at the same exact time, if you notice, all these things are happening all at once. The January 6th videos, they were released. Not all of them. there's still thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of videotapes that have to be released. And it looks like the deep state players, they're still trying to convince people that Trump and MAGA, they had an insurrection at the Capitol. Actually, it was the opposite. Everyone's starting to realize it was the Fed. It was the confidential human sources. It was the Capitol Police. It was Antifa, BLM. They were all involved in this. But Liz Cheney, she was out there and she says, here's some January 6th video for you. And she's showing the same clips over and over and over. Mike Lee responded to this and said, Liz, we've seen footage like that a million times. You made sure we saw that and nothing else. It's the other stuff, what you deliberately hid from us, that we find so upsetting. Nice try. P.S. How many of these guys are feds? As if you'd ever tell us. Now, Trump, he retruthed this on Truth. He also retruthed this from Monica Crowley. Everything you've been told about January 6th is bullshit. The real insurrectionists are those who frame Trump to try to stop him from ever being president again, and who frame you as domestic terrorists to try to crush America first. They have failed, and they will pay. Very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see the Federal Appeals Court panel. They have blasted Judge Shukin, and they signal they will narrow Trump's unconstitutional gag order. Actually, they should just probably get rid of it right now, because once again, he should be able to speak freely. If they're going to attack him during the presidential race, he should be able to defend himself. It's his First Amendment right. And I do believe this is going to be shut down in the end. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, the fake news. They're trying to convince everyone that RFK, he's going to steal the votes from Trump because now he's independent. Now, once again, they put this out there because they're trying to convince the people, just like they manipulate the polls to say, oh, no, don't vote for that person. That person doesn't have a chance. Only vote for this person. That's what they did with Trump in 2016. They tried to convince everyone that Hillary was going to win by, 98.1% to 1.6%, which was absolutely ridiculous. But the MAGA people, they're not going to go and vote for RFK. Actually, when you look at the polls now and you look at what Biden is doing and his poll numbers, actually, his supporters, those people that are still with him, they're going to move over to RFK. Julian's Rum put this out on Truth and said, RFK ain't going to steal votes from Trump, but he will from Biden. In the latest Harvard Caps Harris poll, independent president candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has emerged as the front runner in terms of favorability among 2024 presidential candidates. The poll indicates that Kennedy enjoys a 52% favorable opinion among respondents, with only 27% expressing an unfavorable view, resulting in the highest net favorability rating of 25 points in the survey. In a three-way election between President Biden, Trump, Kennedy, the poll results were following. Trump 41%, Biden 34%, Kennedy 17%. And once again, there's no way that the MAGA people who went through all of this stuff and they see all the attacks against Trump, they're just going to say, hey, you know something? Let me go with this other guy. No, the people that see Biden, where the economy's crashing, we're heading towards war, we have open borders, and the people see that he's a complete and utter nut job, and he doesn't remember what's going on, which I do believe a lot of this he's using for plausible deniability, because eventually he will be removed and eventually he will be charged, and eventually this will all come back to haunt him. But again, the people aren't going to move away from Trump. Nice try, though, fake news. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mike Lindell, it seems that he got an historic ruling and he is now vindicated. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is celebrating last week's ruling on Georgia's voting machines as vindication, countering critics who say he is a conspiracy theorist for promoting claims about election fraud. In a footnote of the ruling, Totenberg said that the evidence in the case does not suggest that the plaintiffs are conspiracy theorists of any variety. Trump retruthed this article and said this is a big and wonderful deal. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that out in Argentina, we know that they use paper ballots in the election. They were able to count them up. They were able to have the election in one night, and they had the winner. Now, what's very interesting about this, the deep state players are telling us that this is completely and utterly impossible. Well, NWokeness on X put this out and said, Argentina, 25 to 30 million paper ballots. They counted it. They had the election in one day. They had a winner. Maricopa 2020, 1.9 million ballots. Milwaukee, 2020, 460,000 ballots. Detroit, 2020, 250,000 ballots. Fulton, 2020, 523,000 ballots. Explain to me how Argentina hand-counted all of their ballots in a few hours. But the big blue areas, they cannot. It's all BS. That's why, because they want to use their cheating systems. They know if they use paper ballots, they wouldn't be able to control the cheating. And this is why out in Arizona, the Arizona Attorney General, Chris Mays, has threatened legal action against Mojave County officials if they dare to hand count ballots in the 2024 elections. Now, think about this. In their law, it says you can only count the ballots using the automatic tabulating equipment. You're not allowed to hand count them. Why do you think that's what they want? Because they can control the outcome. If you have people there and they're counting it and you have people overlooking them, they can say, well, wait a minute, what are you doing here? You're cheating. They don't want this. They don't want paper ballots. But I do believe in the end, we're going to have paper ballots in 2024. And I do believe every step of the way, Trump is countering everything that they're doing. And if you notice, as we approach the primaries, Trump continually puts out the poll numbers over and over and over on Truth Social. And I do believe he's doing this just in case they try to cheat in the primaries. He wants everyone to see how much of a lead he has and why, if they try to cheat, why it's impossible. So Trump, he put out an interactive poll, and it says 2024 National Republican primary. Trump 66%, DeSantis 13, Haley 9, Vivek 7, Christie 3, Burgum 1, Hutchinson 1. So Trump has 66%. None of these people are even close. And he continually shows everyone every single day, look, I'm way ahead. I am way ahead. I am the winner. And he's saying, listen, RNC, it's time to shut down the debates. He put this out on Truth and said, great polls just released. Best ever. Harvard-Harris, Trump, 67%. DeSanctimonious, 9%. Bird Brain, 8%. Ramaswamy, 5%. Christie, dead in the water, a total loser. Trump up 7% to 10% on crooked Joe Biden. RNC must save money on lowest ever ratings debates. Use it against the Democrats to stop the steal. If not, revamp the RNC now. And he's absolutely right. So do you think they're going to revamp the RNC? Absolutely not. But they should end the debates. I think the people are demanding it right now. I think the polls are out there saying that the people don't even need the debates. They know who the winner is. So Trump is letting everyone know, I'm the winner. Let's get on with it. Let's go after the deep state players. Let's bring them all down. And how are we going to bring them down? Well, it looks like that's already in process. But we need to go back a little bit in time because remember, I do believe all roads lead to Obama. And if you go back in time, Obama, back in February, launched an effort called the Change Collective. If you're not familiar with it now, you probably will be soon. Supporters describe it as a new community-based leadership initiative meant to empower emerging leaders to bring people together. Now, what do you really think this Change Collective really is? Well, this is really the implosion of local control and the top-down centralized control of all communities. After all, that's the pattern of every Obama policy, most notably healthcare, education. Naturally, Obama put a hearts and flower spin on the project, like he always does with everything else. So basically, the Change Collective and what it supposedly means to build a more equitable, welcoming, and inclusive democracy that connects people of all persuasions. This is an Orwellian vision that might sound fine to politically untrained ears, but it represents a new phase and level in Alinskite community organizing. The jargon is not hard to translate. It is diversity, equity, and inclusion. In a nutshell, the same woke agenda of DEI that requires identity politics and political correctness to be baked into every policy at every level. And we know going back from the very, very beginning, they infiltrated this country from within. They used the fake news as their bullhorn to make everyone believe they were the majority when they were the minority. They had their foot soldiers out there screaming and yelling, destroying to make it look like they're the minority. So they could take a small group of people. They can then use the fake news to blast their message out there to make everyone believe that they are the majority. This right there is the insurgency. That is what you are witnessing throughout this entire time period. Trump and the Patriots, they put together a plan to counter this insurgency with a counterinsurgency. And that reminds me of Post 4700, September 14, 2020. It says, insurgency can be defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. Insurgents seek to subvert or displace the government and completely or partially control the resources and population of a given territory. They do so through the use of force, including guerrilla warfare, terrorism, coercion, intimidation, propaganda, subversion, and political mobilization. Insurgents fight government forces only to the extent needed to achieve their political aims. Their main effort is not to kill counterinsurgents, but rather to establish a competitive system control over the population, making it impossible for the government to administer its territory and people. Insurgent activity is therefore designed to weaken government control and legitimacy while increasing insurgent control and influence. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Insurgent requires supporters, recruits, safe havens, money, supplies, weapons, and intelligence on government actions. A robust insurgency can be waged with support of just a small percentage of a given population. So think about it. Recruits, safe havens, money, supplies. Well, think about what's happening in this country. They were given all of this. Next, a counterinsurgency may be defined as a comprehensive civilian and military effort taken to simultaneously defeat and contain insurgency and address its root cause. That is what you're seeing being played out now. We're going to the root cause of all of this. And that is what the people are seeing right now. That's what you're experiencing. Without seeing it, without actually living through it, you wouldn't know what's causing all of this. And I think the people now are seeing it because every day more and more is being exposed. And the people can see it now. And as we go through 2024 and you see the economy fall apart and you see us go to war, you see chaos, because remember, this is the insurgency. The people, they're going to counter all of this because they see what's going on. And yes, Trump along the way, what does he do? He helps out. He gives solutions. He lets people to know what's going on. People figure it out. People see what's really going on. They see the system. They see what they're trying to do. And the people go to the root cause of the problem. When the parents found out what was going in their schools, what did they do? They went to the board. Who's responsible for all of this? Oh, that's right. It's these people right here. So I do believe the people needed to see all of this so they would understand how to fight back. And now the people are fighting back and more people are fighting back. And this is getting very, very difficult for the deep state players because now the people see it all and the people are countering everything that they're doing. When more is exposed, the more the people counter everything that they're trying to do, which means that the Patriots were winning. And that reminds me of Post 204, November 22nd, 2017. Down below, it says, we are winning bigly. And we are. Because the deep state right now, they're not in control. If they were in control, none of this would be exposed. No one would know what was going on. You wouldn't see Biden's shell companies. You wouldn't understand what was going on at the border because the fake news would be hiding it from you, which they are hiding it from you. They would have control over all the social media companies. They don't have control over Truth, Rumble, X, and many others. You wouldn't get this information, wouldn't get out to the public. If the deep state was truly in control, you would see none of this. Just like when Obama was in office, they hid all of this from you. This was all going on. Everything that you're seeing now was happening, but you weren't allowed to see it. Trump, he wanted the people to see it. He wanted everyone to understand, look, they're coming over the border. This is what they've been doing this entire time. Yes, he might have amplified it a little bit so you could see it, so you could slap in the face and go, holy crap, what's going on here? And this is going to get worse and worse. They were destroying the economy the entire time, but now you can see it as plain days. Why? Because think about what Trump did. Trump made the economy look absolutely incredible. He lowered the inflation, made the country energy independent, brought industry back to this country, placed tariffs on China, gave it to the farmers. So now you could see the difference. Otherwise, if we went from Obama to Hillary, you would not notice a thing. You would think this was normal, and they would hide everything from you. Now you could see the difference. Now you could see what's going on. Yes, he might have accelerated everything, amplified everything, but without doing this, you would never see it. And if the deep state was in control, you would never see any of this, which means they're not in control. The more you see, the more you know the Patriots are in control. And this is the counterinsurgency. And this is how we win. And once the people understand, once the people see the system and they understand it and they're countering it, well, they're going to counter it at the polls. And yes, they're going to vote those people out of office. And they know it. This is why they're panicking. This is why they're going after Trump right now, saying that he's going to end democracy. No, he's going to end their system. Their system of control. And remember, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. Remember the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, it doesn't say, and to the democracy for which it stands. It says, and to the republic. This is a republic. The democracy, the translation of the deep state players, is their system that they put into place. That is what they're panicking about, because they know when Trump wins, it's game over for them. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.